Cooperative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM.
Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe is right hot off the press, if you want to call it that. If you watch the presidential speech to the joint Congress last evening, I believe it was someone said 99 minutes, others said it's about 100 minutes, but it's the longest presidential speech made. As our previous caller just said, he didn't stumble and mumble or go to sleep with the speech as Sleepy Joe. Joe Biden, if he'd made a 20-minute speech, he was asleep at the wheel. But never mind that aspect of it. It's not really the focus point. The focus I'm wanting to make today is the fact that I've said for quite some time the Democrats are socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party. I'm adding a word.
We apologize for the technical problems we're experiencing. We'll try to get them rectified shortly. Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for the technology interruption. It's a wonder that we have the technology that we have today. But at the same time, when we have bad weather outside, it makes a difference on your electronics, and it works havoc on them. But nevertheless, we're back on the air, and I'm thankful. I believe we had Santiago on hold before we went off. Santiago, are you still there?
Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless our president, who admit that God put him there and protects him. And we should pray for our president, everybody. What happened with the Democrats and everybody is that what the Bible say, with eyes, they have eyes, but they don't see, and they have ear, and they don't listen. And the speech that the president gave to the nation, it was for all Americans. There was not for only Republicans. There was for all Americans that they need, really they need to put this country on track. What happened? Always they complain. I don't know. They don't say, oh, that's good for the country. No, the Democrats, what they want is only the money. Only they want money, 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 and they want to protect the homosexual, and they wanted to protect everybody who destroyed our country. That's why, you know, I don't know what we're going to do, but I hope this president that we have is continue his policy and help our country.
Santiago, you're on target with what you're saying. I find it antithetical to anything that would be called American. That's the reason I'm calling them un-American. When you look at the text in Matthew chapter 12, verse 26, and Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, and shall then his kingdom stand. But in the 25th verse in Matthew, the 12th chapter, it is very, very clear that Jesus says the divided kingdom cannot stand, a divided house cannot stand, so therefore a divided nation. And we witnessed last evening a clear division in our nation. How can we, Santiago, how can Americans expect to have American care, something that is done out of the Beltway of Washington on a unified basis for the House and the Senate, for the Democrats and the Republicans, to pass any legislation, do anything that would be for the benefit and the blessing for a nation when there's such animus, there's such hatred, there's such anger, there's such a desire to destroy Trump that they cannot see straight? They're either totally ignorant, illiterate, or completely sold out to Satan, one or the other. I can't find it any other way. I cannot. I watched the entire speech last evening. I read the entire speech verbatim again this morning, and I've looked at about 24 articles on different implications of what was said and done. And there's not one thing that I can see or that I can say in a commendable fashion about what the Democrats did. Even when President Trump acknowledged and recognized the family of law enforcement man that had been slain from a illegal invader coming in. Democrats wouldn't even look up in the gallery, would not even smile, no applause, no recognition of them. Democrats are simply, as I've used the term so often, one of my sons brought the term up, the Democrats are willing to burn the system down, to burn America down, if they can rule over the ashes. And that's very clear last evening. And so I just believe that we need to continue to pray for President Trump, pray for God to give him, continue to give him wisdom, pray that God will continue to protect him from the enemy. And the arch enemy that I believe that America has today is nothing less than the un-American, socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party. That's just my take on it. You might have a different opinion, but I think what you said, you're exactly on target. So we need to keep praying. Santiago, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you, brother. Keep looking up. I believe we had Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have a message for the all the Democrats and all the minorities who are always complaining about the racist white people, that we need diversity, more women and younger people, etc. I say, who is the most famous, powerful, and influential person in the world today? Well, it is a rich, old white man, Donald J. Trump. So Donald J. Trump, rich, old, and white. And there's nothing wrong with that. In addition to being rich, old, and white, he's a Christian, a very capitalist, very smart, very heterosexual, and very America first. He has more energy than and brains that all of Congress put together. But a rich, old, white man is the one who's leading the world, saving the
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Derby, I don't know if you noticed or not, or paid attention, but I think out of all that he said, out of all that he spoke about, all that he talked about that had been done in 43 days in office, the key takeaway that I had from it, he said, God saved my life at Butler, Pennsylvania, so that I can make America great again, that I can save America. I am doing a brief paraphrase of that. I'm not looking at his the transcript of his speech on that part at this moment. But that's the key to it. And the very key to it is we need to recognize as citizens that if we want God to continue to bless America, we've got to honor God. And I believe if nothing else, and again I said at the start of the broadcast, we look back at the scripture and look at King David. King David was a sinful, fallen man, but he was available, and God used the availability to give him the ability to carry out the task that God had called him to do. And that's exactly what we see happening day by day and moment by moment in Donald J. Trump's life. And I'm thankful for a human being that would put himself in the position. He doesn't take the money. He doesn't draw a salary. He doesn't have to do what he's doing, but he's doing it. Out of a patriot that loves America. And I've said for quite some time now, and I believe last evening's speech, watching the Democrats, the grimace on their face, the hatred in their eyes, and the refusal to even acknowledge him as president speaking, including what was her name, Pocahontas, that kept on looking at her cell telephone because she didn't want to look up and see the face of the cameras, etc. But I believe that President Trump has put himself in a position of risking his life for the preservation of America. And with all the things that they listed that they've done, and time won't allow us to go through every one of them, but for example, when President Trump said that he had stopped biological males from going into the girls' locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms, and to make girls' sports safe again, you would have thought that Democrats there would have looked at it from a human standpoint. Who wants to have a nude male walking into the locker room, shower room, dressing room, bathroom of the young girls that are playing sports? Nobody that's got any sense at all. Nobody that's got any morals and ethics at all. So it proves right there the immoral, ungodly, unholy, unethical mindset of the Democratic Party. So when President Trump listed item after item after item that he had done, he said, we're no longer woke. We're not going to have a woke society anymore. He said the whole LGBTQIP plus agenda is a thing of the past that is not going to be in our schools, college, universities, and lower grades. I think it was an appropriate speech, and I don't see anything that you could say from what Trump said that should be spurned and cast aside other than from a un-American mindset. What say you?
Well, all I have to say is that I'm thanking God for rich, old, white men like Trump. Not all of men are that good, but Trump is rich and old and white. So thank God for Trump.
That should give me a new hope, shouldn't it, Derby?
Yeah, we're all not rich, but we're all in white and hopefully smart and Christian and capitalist and anti-woke and heterosexual and very pro-America first.
Amen. That's the way it should be. We should look at it on the basis that God has called each of us. We have a unique responsibility, and that unique responsibility is to be available for what God wants to use us for. Just as he's using Trump in a more or less way, God wants to use each and every one of us as we yield to him and allow him to wield us and use us in our lives. Derby, thank you so much for your call. It deserves our constant prayer for Trump's safety and his well-being in the days, weeks, and months and years ahead. So thank you for your call. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Did you watch the presidential speech last evening to the joint Congress with the House and the Senate? Did you watch and listen? Did you watch what the Democrats were doing and what they were not doing? How they responded to his words and his speech, and how they refuse to do anything, no recognition from the standpoint of any praise, no applause, no smiles. It was only the grimace and anger that was on their faces. And then with that, Al Green, I'm looking at the article about that, Representative Al Green booted from the Trump speech over Democratic disruptions. The House Speaker Mike Johnson had Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, removed from the House chambers on Tuesday during the presidential joint address to Congress because he was disrupting the speech. And it goes on to talk about what he had done and his attitude, etc. Here's the key to what I want to read from this article. President Trump said, "I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out an entire nation, or announce the answer to the greatest economic economy in history, or the stoppage of crime at the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting," and he pointed to the Democrats, he said, "and these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad. And this shouldn't be this way," he continued. "So Democrats sitting before me for this, just this one night, why not join us in celebrating so many incredible wins for America, for the good of our nation? Let's work together. Let's truly make America great again." They got nothing but blank stares at President Trump when he was making that statement and challenging them to do that. And I believe that's the only way America can be healed, ladies and gentlemen, if we come together and not divided. But there's the major divisiveness that is there simply because I believe that the Democratic Party as a whole, the Democratic Party, are socialist, Marxist, communist, un-American Democrats that have no desire to do anything but to try to continue to lie to get the votes to keep them in power. I'm thankful that we have the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office that at least is in name Republican, so there's hope to salvage America. And as one Democrat put it, we're going to continue to speak lies to truth. That particular Democrat said, that was Representative Sidney Dove, from the standpoint of thinking that she's defending what's being said and done and didn't realize that she had spoken the truth. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thanks for your show very much. Now that President Trump is in office, thank God, we need to take full advantage, because the devil is not going to lay down. The devil is always going to fight, and he's not going to lay down. And we need to take up arms and fight and fast and pray, because if Trump pulls this off where he can stop the war with Ukraine and Putin and stop NATO from entering into Ukraine, if he could do that and stop this World War III, then the terrorists in our country will set off fertilizer bombs and blow up our cities. This is not me seeing this. This is from the seer, the prophet, that prophesied Trump being shot in the air in Pennsylvania. He said he's seen this thing happen, and God keeps bringing it back up to him. So they're going to unleash terrorist activities if Trump pulls this thing off to stop the war between Ukraine and Russia. So we need all to be prayed up and telling the police to be armed up and watching and praying and just find these terrorists out and expose these terrorists at a billion degree, because this thing's going to be coming down if he pulls this off. We don't have World War III.
Well, one of the things that I need to do, a kind of a parenthetical footnote on that, one of the things that he is doing, and I find it genius, God's giving President Trump the wisdom to do so, he is insisting, as you know, on the rare earth minerals out of Ukraine, because the $330 billion that we've already funneled to Ukraine, and number one, Ukrainian president is not a little angel, as the Democrats would have you to believe. He is a absolute dictator. In fact, most people are not familiar with, because it's not being promulgated by the news. Zelensky is closing down, shutting down churches in Ukraine. He has totally taken control of the media in Ukraine. He was put in office as a puppet leader of Ukraine by George Soros in 2014. He's already purchased properties for and out of the nation so that he can use that as his parachute to leave when he decides that it is too tough to stay. But the key to it is, that I'm trying to get to, is that Trump's insisted on the rare earth minerals, is so that America will have an interest in Ukraine, and once that interest in Ukraine is established, he can sit and talk with Trump and say that you can no longer fire against Ukraine because that's firing against national Americans' national interest in Ukraine. He's trying to establish that national interest in Ukraine so that he's got a cudgel that he can use against Putin as he negotiates for the settlement of the war. So I believe that is correct. Okay. And there's no reason that we need to doubt anything other than the fact that we're in the last of the last days, and the Bible says that we live in perilous times, and the perilous times means dark, dangerous, difficult, and devastating, and that's exactly where we are today as we're witnessing these events. We should rejoice, continue to be grateful and thankful, and pray and ask God to preserve President Trump, as you indicated a moment ago. But we're thankful for you and thankful for your call today. God bless you, and keep looking up.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, the un-American party, ladies and gentlemen, sat on their hands, no smile, no applause, no standing ovation, no approval by the grimace on their face. There was an absolute negative for everything that President Trump said I was attempting to get across in that speech before the joint session of Congress last evening. I'm thankful that I watched it. I'm thankful for what he said. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump said DOGE, D-O-G-E, the Department of Government Excellence, was finding billions of dollars in fraud. Then he enumerated the fraud where the billions and billions of dollars had been wasted. And ladies and gentlemen, there was not a smile on a Democrat's face. There was not any indication of approval on the Democrat's face, not any one of the Democrats, as a result of what Trump was saying and enumerating what had been wasted and what he was doing in relationship to that. You would think that if the Democratic Party were truly Americans, they would be delighted that in some way, some fashion, fraud had been found, fraud has been cleaned up, and it is stopping it. President Trump went into details. For example, he said, just listen to some of the appalling waste. We've already identified $22 billion from HHS to provide free housing and cars free housing and cars for the illegal aliens that's coming in. $45 million for diversity, equity, inclusion scholarship in Burma. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of the sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what it is, $8 billion to promote LGBTQ, and he goes on and on and on identifying, and they got more and more angry, as was very clearly shown on their face. Ladies and gentlemen, that's un-American. When you realize that there are hundreds of billions, perhaps trillions of dollars that DOGE is finding out that is wasteful and fraudulent, you would think that both parties would rejoice in the finding of that and stopping of it. But listen, the bottom line is, in my most humble opinion, the Democrats are very familiar with the waste. They're very familiar with how the waste has taken place. And in fact, it's my most humble opinion that they are participants in that waste, in that cycle of money laundering that's been taking place. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. I have to disagree with you on his initial message last night. He made a statement to the Democrats that there was nothing that he was able to do to, you know, get them to laugh, to clap, or to acknowledge what he's doing. But I beg to differ. We can make the Democrats' number a lot smaller. So that's what the point I just want to say. And, you know, it's George Washington in his 1776 farewell address. He said that, let me get this out of the best way I can. He says, you cannot run a government rightly without God and the Bible. That was on his farewell address, or something to that effect. So
well, that's
exactly all I wanted
right.
to tell you.
That's exactly right. In fact, one of our founding fathers, John Adams, said something very similar to that, that our Constitution is only good for a ethical, religious, Christian people and not of any benefit or value for any other. And we're witnessing today a decline of morals, a decline of ethics, a decline of values, a decline in Christianity, an absolute falling away in these last days. And the more we see that Christian falling away and churches closing across the nation and around the world, the more we're seeing the void being filled by the socialist, Marxist, communist, un-Americans, just as the Democratic Party. So it deserves our prayer. It deserves our thanksgiving. Absolutely. We need to pray and we need to be thankful and ask God to continue to give wisdom and preservation for Donald J. Trump. You're exactly right. I'm thankful for him as president, and I'm asking our listeners today to keep praying, lifting his name before the Lord. But thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump talked about stopping the biological males going into the girls' locker rooms and shower rooms. President Trump said that Doge was finding hundreds of billions of dollars worth of waste. No laughter, no applause, congruent mindset and attitude from the Democrats. President Trump spoke about the executive orders of forbidding schools from brainwashing our children with the LGBTQ agenda, the transgenderism that they've done. He had one mother there in the gallery that was there, and she was there because he recognized her as being the mother of a student that was in school that, without her knowledge, the school counselors, the school medical association, went through with starting the child on the transition and transitional surgery without even contacting mom, without saying anything to the parents. President Trump, that those days are over. He said wokeism in America is over, that wokeism will no longer be in our government. President Trump had to face the un-Americans there in his speech. President Trump then expressed fully just what his administration has done, sealing our borders. The un-American Democrats frowned. They waved little signs that were saying that you're a liar and it's not true. I don't know who paid for those signs, but I'm assuming, ladies and gentlemen, that the taxpayers in the districts of those un-American Democrats paid for those signs that they're waving around showing their little idiocy and they're standing against President Trump. But, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump talked about before him, the Biden administration has allowed about 20 million illegal invaders to come in. And by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but just yesterday alone, crossing the border was, I think, 45 illegal immigrants trying to get in. 45 versus several thousand per day under Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that you've joined us today. Looking forward to meeting you again on next time as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Do you rejoice with the angels?